So many people know that in the last few years, I have lost 40 pounds and I've managed to keep it off. Well, a little bit more than 40. My weight does fluctuate, but I'm more about how my clothes fit anyway and how I feel. That is my goal. It is also right now to actually put on more muscle mass. So it's truly not about the number on the scale for me. But it has to do at its core with eating healthy. And so, a question that I get asked a lot as a life coach is, how do you eat anything healthy when you're also busy? So, we're going to talk about that. Actually, we're going to start by talking about what comes before you even think about what healthy living looks like. Because if this is missing, eating healthy will likely not be a long-term thing for you. So, we're going to dive into all of this on this episode of Ask a Life Coach. How can I eat healthy because I'm so busy? So with that, let's jump in. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, hey there, welcome to the Intentional Mom Podcast today. It is Friday, and that means it is one of our Ask a Life Coach episodes. And I get asked about this a lot. I get asked this in emails whenever I talk about having lost some weight. When people read that blog post on my blog, I do actually have a blog. It's called theintentionalmom.com, of all things. If you haven't ever been to my blog, there is over 5,000 posts there. There is a lot of information there. That's actually how I got started, was with a blog years ago, long before I was a life coach, long before I had coaching communities and coaching programs and products and planners and a podcast. But I get asked this question a lot. And so I thought it was a good one to tackle today, which is essentially, I want to eat healthy, but I'm busy. How do you make it work? I get asked that a lot. And so for me, again, as I said in the intro, it's not about a number on the scale for me. For me, it's about how my clothes fit and it's about how I feel. And actually, I'm in a season of my healthy living right now where I'm actually focused on gaining muscle. That's where my focus is on now. And so it's not about a number on a scale for me, but it really is about how my clothes feel and about how I feel. And really, that was my biggest motivation behind losing weight anyway. So we're going to talk about some ways to do this, but I want to start by talking first about where you really have to start before you can even think about what healthy living is going to look like. Because if this is missing, this whole idea of eating healthy will likely not work for you. And it certainly isn't going to be a long-term lifestyle. And that is my goal for healthy eating and the things that I put into my body and the way that I move my body in terms of output and exercising, for that to be a lifestyle, not just a flash in the pan. And so when we talk about what comes before we start thinking about eating this and not eating that, I really think this is the best place to start. And I don't think that skipping over this step that I'm going to lay out for you here is a wise move. We're going to be talking about why you want to eat healthy. Why is this a goal for you? And here's why this is important for you to think about this part first, because we're talking about willpower versus commitment. And you're looking at making, if you are interested in hearing about this, you're looking probably at making healthier choices when it comes to the things that you eat over what you're choosing now. And you can do this via willpower, or you can do this via commitment. And one works well, and one really doesn't work so well. Because if the commitment is missing, then you are relying, really, you're relying on the desire to make those healthy eating choices. You are always relying on those to be the stronger voice in the room. You are always relying on having to make that choice over and over and over again. I'm going to eat this. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to eat this. I'm not going to eat that. If you are relying on willpower, you are constantly going to have to approach everything you eat with that same argument, that same decision. Am I going to eat this or am I going to eat that? Commitment takes that out of the equation. Because in reality, we're always going to have a desire to do these four basic things. Number one, keep doing what you've always done or what feels familiar. And these are likely not the healthy choices you want to make. And from a life coach standpoint, I know, and I'm here to tell you that what feels familiar will always feel like the easier choice. This is really an absolute. What feels familiar is always going to be what we gravitate towards. We like certainty. We like familiarity. That's just part of being human. That's part of how our brains are wired. And so when it comes to making a healthy eating choice or going back the way that you always have been doing it, well, that way is going to be the easier. It's going to be the one that you go with more often than not if you don't have that commitment in place. That desire to do it the way I've always done it is going to be stronger than the desire to eat something healthy. The second thing that you're going to want as a desire, you want to do what you want to do. That is a super strong, again, our brain is wired this way. That is a part of how the human brain is wired to make a choice that actually is what we want. Because let's get real. There are many, many, many times where I would rather eat that big plate of pasta. I love pasta, or a big sandwich with amazing bread. I love all of that. And there are a lot of times where if I was going by what I wanted, well, I would eat those things and I wouldn't eat the salad or the gluten-free piece of bread. Nothing against it, but it's just not the same. But it's the commitment though. It's the commitment that actually creates the want that allows me to eat the gluten-free bread instead, or to have the salad and not the pasta. So doing what you want, that is always going to be a stronger desire than that healthy eating option. Another strong desire that you're going to have to offset is the desire to reward yourself. This is often how we rationalize doing the easier or more familiar things. We think, I've earned it. Even if you're not having that conscious thought, it's woven in there. I've earned it. And sometimes rewarding yourself is actually in order. But it's only in order within the context of the commitment that's already in place. Because remember, that's the case I'm making here, is that you want to know why you want to eat healthy. You want to understand that part so that you can develop that commitment. But rewarding yourself, that is going to be something that we rationalize as human again. As humans, that's just part of how our brains are wired. That's going to be a strong desire, that desire to reward yourself. And then another strong desire that you have to overcome is avoiding doing hard things. That avoidance of doing something hard. Because let's face it, as humans, again, we just naturally don't like doing hard things. Sometimes we sign up for those because we understand the value that comes in them. But again, at its most core level, your brain wants to keep you from doing hard things. Why do the hard things when you can do the easy things? This is how your brain works. It's how my brain works. It's if you're a human, this is the way that your brain is naturally wired. Now you can overcome it, obviously. And we talk about that in a lot of different ways on the podcast. And even somewhat today, we'll talk about that. But you will always have this super strong desire to avoid doing the hard things. So when it comes to building that commitment, it will help you to build the commitment before you start thinking about what you're eating and not eating. Build that commitment by asking yourself things like, why does healthy eating matter to me? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, what is my goal with this? Like I shared, for me, it was how I felt. It was how my clothes fit. That's what mattered to me most. That was my goal. My goal was to feel comfortable with myself. My goal was to be able to plug into the things that my family was doing without having to feel like, I don't want to wear that. I want to stay hidden. I'm just going to stay home because they're doing that thing that makes me feel uncomfortable based on how I feel and how my clothes fit and the amount of energy I don't have. That was very different as well. It's amazing when you're carrying around extra weight, how that affects you. in so many ways. But you ask yourself, what is my goal? What is it that I am really after here? What is that deepest why? Again, for me, that deepest why was to be fully plugged in with my family, to not feel like I wanted to miss things, but to be there, to be present, to be there for all of the things, to want to go to the beach and not worry about how I felt about putting my bathing suit on. And I'm not saying that it has to be that you are happy with how you look in order to put a bathing suit on. But that's what it was for me. But you have to identify that for you. What is that deepest why? So once you have worked your way through this step right here, which is creating, building that commitment muscle, because your commitment is going to be what sees you through. Your commitment is going to be what helps you. I'm about to dive into the way that I make, some of the ways that I make healthy eating happen. I'm going to start to dive into those. But the commitment is going to be what sees you through when sometimes you don't feel like doing these things. And there are days when there are times where I have these, I really don't want to do these things many days in a row, but it's that commitment that helps me show up and make these kinds of decisions that I'm going to be sharing with you. So you're busy, I'm busy. How can we still make healthy choices? Because in a lot of cases, unhealthy choices are the fastest and the easiest. And to really just kind of not put any time, thought, or effort into worrying about it. That's going to be the most time efficient way of eating. But it takes more time. It takes more effort. It takes more forethought. It takes more planning. It takes more of a lot of these things in order to make healthier choices. So how then do we make it happen, even though we're busy? So I've got seven things I do. I don't really want to call them seven steps because they aren't really in order, but these seven things are things that are part of my life and have been part of my life for the last few years that, again, this healthy eating lifestyle has been on my list. Number one is to have plenty of healthy food options in all places. I'm talking about the pantry, I'm talking about the fridge, and I'm talking about the freezer. It's having healthy options in all of these places so that you've got variety, so that you've got options. And so that, again, within the midst of a busy lifestyle, you can make these healthy options happen sometimes in ways that are faster than others. Grabbing a quick protein bar out of the pantry is usually going to be the fastest option for me, as opposed to whipping up some eggs. Not that that takes a long time, but both are protein sources. Both are good protein sources, but you can see how the one is even faster than the other. And so having healthy options in each one of these places will allow you to make sure that you have a greater likelihood of eating something healthy, kind of in whatever way, in whatever format, and with whatever time you may have. It gives you more ability to be able to again, weave this into this healthy eating or incorporate this healthy eating into your lifestyle. So having plenty of options in all of these places. Number two would be to set some nutrient goals and make sure that you've got things to hit those goals. So for me, one of the main things that I track is protein. And to make that work, I've got a few different types of protein sources. I mentioned protein bars. I've also got protein powders, different types of that. And so I've also got certain foods that have more protein in them. It's ramped up in the protein. Another thing that I track is fiber. I've got chia seeds that help me with that, among other things. So it's setting some of these nutrient goals and then figuring out how can I make sure that I'm hitting these nutrient goals? Because it's hard to hit all of these goals just by eating meals. It certainly can be done, but again, within the context of a busy life, sometimes I just need four spoonfuls of chia seeds in order to hit my fiber goal. Sometimes I just need to eat a piece of my heavy fiber bread in order to just get that fiber in or to get something in my stomach so that I feel full, because I don't have the time I need to eat a meal right now. And maybe it really kind of is mealtime, but I just need something that's going to hold me over. So know what some nutrient goals are. Set some nutrient goals for you. Do some research there. And then make sure that you have things to help you hit those specific goals. That's number two. Number three is to meal prep. You knew this was coming. You already know this is a thing. And really, to be able to meal prep all parts of the meal is best. You've got your protein source, you've got maybe your fiber source, you've got your fat source. And again, you think about what a meal kind of is, it's usually like one main kind of component and then some sides. So that's what I mean by all parts would be to meal prep your meals ahead of time. And I honestly find it's easiest whenever possible to put everything all in one container. If I've got a meal prepped for myself with chicken and maybe rice and some broccoli, it's easier for me to have put that all in one container so I can pop that whole thing in the microwave and just eat it even quicker than I can. This is my chicken container. This is my broccoli container. This is my rice container. I find when I make that chicken and that broccoli and rice, I find it's easiest to take that step to put them all in individual meal containers. Maybe I make three of them. Maybe I'm going to eat that meal three times in the week. I find it's, again, in the essence of time, most time efficient for me to make three containers with the entire meal, pop that entire meal in to the microwave, and it's good to go. There are other times where I'm needing to take the meal on the go. And so that makes that even easier as well. So meal prepping, though, not relying on yourself to have the time to make whatever it is that you should be eating or need to be eating all throughout the day. You find time to meal prep. For me, a lot of that happens on the weekend because, of course, the weeks are busier. So meal prepping and meal prep all parts, that is the best way to do it. Number four is to have many different protein sources, because protein really is key, right? So at any given time, these are parts of my diet pretty much every day. Eggs of some sort, meats. I like to grill chicken or fish. I like to have one of these things for each and every day. There's also quick and easier ways to get some of this stuff in. Like if you think about meat sticks, those are often something I have as well. It's not as ideal. You've got some more preservatives and that sort of stuff in there. So it's not as ideal. But again, if I'm trying to hit my protein sources, I've got to have variety. I've got to have the variety that will allow me to get these in no matter what my life is demanding. I have to be able to slide in the protein. So having many different protein sources, and even in terms of eggs, I can't always sit and make scrambled eggs. And so I, a lot of times, will try to just hard boil a dozen eggs so that I can grab those on the go if I need to. So many different protein sources, that's number four, because this is really going to be key to healthy eating is getting enough protein. Number five, it's also helpful to have quick snacks. I try to stay away from the snacks because, again, you've got preservatives in there. It's not as good as the whole food eating that, you know, typically you don't get with snacks. Now, you can do certain snacks, you know, have 100% fruit bars and things like that. But having quick snacks so that you can, again, I was going to eat this meal and it didn't happen today, or I have this unexpected errand. So instead of eating my chicken fajitas or making myself scrambled eggs, I'm just going to have to grab this protein bar, this fruit bar, and this package of granola bites, you know, trail mix, whatever it might be. Having quick snacks ready, because you really, really need these when life doesn't go as planned. Because in reality, life isn't always going to go as planned. And so these snacks help you be prepared for those times in life. So quick snacks is number five. Number six, another strategy on how to make healthy eating happen is to actually track your food. Now, there are times I'm not perfect in this. I certainly was when I was in weight loss mode, but now that I'm in maintenance mode, I wish that I was more consistent in it. My goal is to be more consistent in it. Let's face it, I just need to be more consistent in it. But tracking your food, a lot of times what I always realize is unless you're actually tracking it, you're probably missing some things. You're probably missing a few things along the way. So tracking it just gives you that really clear picture so that things aren't being missed, so that you aren't forgetting about things. I always do better when I have more than just a general idea of what I ate in a day. It's better for me if I actually track it so I can actually see. That's number six. And number seven goes along with number six. And this is really the best way to do the tracking of the food. It is to plan it ahead of time. I have an app that allows me to do that, and it really works best for me. I am most on target with my healthy eating when I am tracking my food and I'm actually planning it ahead of time. So in the morning, as part of my morning routine, I sit and I think about, what is it I have in my refrigerator? What did I meal prep over the weekend? What do I have? What vegetables do I have? What are going to be my protein sources today? How am I going to get the fiber in? And I literally plan it all ahead of time so that I can hit my nutrient goals, as opposed to eating and tracking after. I really, really love doing this ahead of time. And I definitely stay on track with my goals more when I do. When all I have to do is think about it in the morning, I have to think about what I'm going to eat in the morning. And then it's just a matter of looking at throughout the day when it's time for me to eat or when I feel hungry and saying, oh, what do I still need to eat? And I look at what I still need to eat and I just go eat that. It's so much easier doing it that way than it is constantly having to think about, am I going to eat this or am I going to eat that? Or how am I going to hit my fiber sources? Or kind of tracking it as the day is going by and realizing, oh, I'm still really low on fiber. How am I going to ramp that up? Or wow, I still need quite a bit of fat today. What am I going to eat that's going to help me do that? It is so much more effective to sit and plan that ahead of time so that you can then hit those nutrient goals. But you've strategically fit everything together, kind of like a puzzle, before you've actually eaten anything, because then it's all just about follow through. I talk about a lot how helpful it is to separate the thinking from the doing. And that's exactly what this does. That's exactly what planning it ahead of time does. You're thinking about it ahead of time, then all you have to do is the follow through. And usually the thinking is the harder part. And so that's where it almost makes it, it's almost a way of kind of cheating your way into feeling like the doing is easier. Because it is a little bit easier when you're not first having to do the thinking. So anything we can do to make carrying out and taking the actions, anything we can do to make that easier, well, that's almost always going to be a strategic way to do it. So that's where planning your food ahead of time really, really helps. So this was a really powerful episode, and it is probably going to be one that if healthier eating is on your radar anywhere, whether now or in the future, you're going to want to make sure that you save this episode, because the part that I talked through in the beginning is really, really important, that way of developing and helping yourself build that commitment muscle. Willpower is unreliable. Willpower takes a lot out of us. Commitment, it's kind of like the difference between that story, the tortoise and the hare. It's kind of, you know, the tortoise is just kind of that slow and steady. Commitment is just kind of that slow and steady thing. It's a way of creating, again, that lifestyle. It's just the way that I do it, as opposed to kind of the up and down, up and down, up and down that you can get when you're relying on willpower. Commitment is going to help you get through things for the long haul. It might not be this major injection right out of the gate that you can sometimes get with willpower, but when you get that injection right out of the gate, well, usually you're not going to maintain at that same level. And so that's where commitment kind of slides in there and becomes the winner in the race. So before jumping into the doing, the actions, the seven things I shared about actually, you know, how to make healthy eating happen. Before you do that, make sure that you take the time to build that commitment muscle. It really is the difference between treating the symptoms, which is essentially fixing the eating habits. I talk about this a lot. I talk about the difference between treating the symptoms and actually diagnosing the problem. But so often, again, we just think about, oh, I just need to eat more of this and less of this. And we attack the problem, we attack the situation, we attack the challenge from that end. And we just keep trying to fix with the eating. And that does work. It is better than not paying attention at all. But if you haven't taken the time to do that commitment, creating that commitment really is where treating the problem from the root source, well, that's where it really gets strategic. And I know for me, that's what has made all of the difference in this being able to be a lifestyle for me for more than 3 years now. So I suggest the same thing for you. So don't jump right into the actions. Make sure that you take the time to build that commitment muscle, walking through those four things that I shared closer to the beginning of the podcast. So that is what I had for you today. Again, save this one if healthy eating is anywhere on your radar. These are going to be things that help you within the context of being busy. We can't, there's some things we can do to help make ourselves unbusy, but in reality, these things just have to be a part of the reality that is your entirety of your life as well. So this is one to save for later. We'll talk again soon. Well, that was a great episode. And when I first sat down to kind of think through those seven steps, those seven things that I do, I hadn't really planned on talking at all about that first section where I walked you through kind of building that commitment muscle. But I think that added a whole lot to it because what I want to do is set you up for success. And really the best way that I can do that is to help you look at the whole situation, not just how can I change my eating habits? How can I make healthier eating habit choices? It's more than just that. So I hope that you enjoyed kind of that groundwork that we laid first. So in the next episode, it's going to be a Monday, and you know what that means. It means it's time for another shiny new mantra to tuck in your back pocket, start the week off strong, and just to kind of, again, have maybe put it on a sticky note so that as the week goes by, you remember, oh, that's right. I am in the driver's seat. I am not in the back seat. So that's what we've got coming up for you on Monday in the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. We'll talk then.